little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Arnold is age 72. He has just been discharged from hospital with a new diagnosis of atrial fibrillation. He has controlled hypertension and he has been started on apixaban.
Why do I need to take these tablets, doctor?
Arnold, you've got a problem called atrial fibrillation and your heartbeat is irregular and the pumping action is a bit disorganized. Does that make sense?
Yes, doctor, but why do I need these drugs? They told me in the hospital that you used to use warfarin for this.
Well, atrial fibrillation can cause little clots to form in your heart. And if this happens, a piece of that clot can break off and travel to your brain potentially, causing a stroke. So the blood thinner that you've been given, apixaban, is a bit like warfarin. It thins your blood and it protects you from clots. Strokes are nasty and clearly worthwhile preventing. But unfortunately, blood thinners like apixaban and warfarin make you more prone to bruising and bleeding. Are you okay so far with this?
Yes, doctor.
If you like, I can show you with this website online. It's called Spark Tool. What the chances are of you having a clot in the next 10 years, with or without treatment. And I can also show you what the risks of you having a serious bleed, most of those would be from the gut, with and without treatment. Hopefully that will allow you to decide if you're happy to continue taking the blood thinning treatment. What do you think?
That sounds like a very good idea, doctor.
So for you, this tool tells me that without treatment, your risk of having a clot in the next year would be about 2.9% in 1 year and 29% in 10 years. With a blood thinner like apixaban, that risk comes down to 8% in 10 years. But unfortunately, apixaban increases your risk of a big bleed from 8% to 21% in 10 years. But many of these bleeds are more easy to treat than the clots that you would get with a stroke. What do you think?
I think the benefits I get by being on apixaban outweighs the risks of being on it. Is that right, doctor?
Well, that's the way I would read it, but everyone's got their own preferences. And if you'd had a really nasty bleed in the past, then you might make it a different decision. But to be fair, the tool that we're using online, this Spark tool, helps you decide how likely it is that you could have a big bleed in the future. So hopefully it's put you in a better position to be able to make an informed decision about this.
Yes, doctor, I would like to take the apixaban and continue on it.
Okay. If you change your mind at any time, do let us know. Obviously, if you have a big bleed or if you have anything that suggests a bleed, so black tarry poo, for example, or you have persistent upper tummy pain, then do let me know straight away and stop the apixaban temporarily.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no